Chevra, I was thinking about what we should talk about, and it was very, very clear very, very quickly this week. First of all, we had this chus from a member of the yeshiva, Ari Yehuda Sussman, became a chasen recently, Baruch Hashem. And personally, we've had Baruch Hashem in the larger DRS family recently, many simchas, and coming up many simchas. Yesterday, Ariel Steinberger's L'chaim. And we open up this upcoming week's parsha, Parsha's Chayesara, and learning Maseches Kedushin. So we couldn't not talk about this parsha, the parsha of Kedushin, the parsha of marriage. We're going to try to merge together that which we're learning in yeshiva, that which is coming up in this week's Sedra, and hopefully take some chizuk from it in a very special way. You open up the very first Gemara in all of Maseches Kedushin that you guys had the schus to learn recently. The first Gemara tells us, Kicha Kicha Misdei Ephraim. Kicha Kicha Misdei Ephraim, very famous, you all know it. And how we learn Kedusha Kesef from the purchase of Amar Sanchpela. So upcoming week says there, Parshas Chayesara, when Avram purchased Amar Sanchpela to bury Sarah Imenu. It's an amazing Shabbos in Chevron this Shabbos. I don't know if any of you have ever had the schus to be there. You had the schus to be there for Chevron. For Chayesara, I had this chus a few times. My mishpacha goes, my grandmother's going, my father's going, my brother-in-law's going. I had a very strong netiyah to go this year, specifically because of everything going on. And I almost, Matzei Shabbos, I thought about going and booking and going, and then I realized I had other achrayas I couldn't leave. Kicha kicha misdei Ephron. Kicha kicha misdei Ephron. Your brother's chasana are coming up, Mirtz Hashem Sunday. Kicha kicha misdei Ephron. So obviously it's a gzera shava. Obviously we understand ki yikach ish as isha nasati kesef asad kach mimene. We compare the kicha kicha to gzera shava, and that's how we know, just like Avram purchased Merlech Pila with money, so too we could be acquired a man to a woman with a monetary source or shava kesef like we use a ring. But there has to be a deeper understanding. There has to be machshavos behind this comparison. Now, obviously, as well, just the juxtaposition, this week's Sedra, the beginning of the Sedra is the death of Sarah and the person of Marzach Pela, and immediately after is Eliezer being sent to find a wife for Yitzchak. So we see in the Sedra, the Pesukim themselves, that these ideas are connected. But is there a deeper, more philosophical understanding of the connection between the purchase of Marzach Pela and getting married? And getting married, bringing a husband and a wife, a chasen and kala together. So I want to share three ideas and really focus on one of them, but there's three beautiful ideas, so I want to give all of them. The first one I heard, famous idea, an idea, but I heard it that some of you might have learned before. I heard it originally many years ago at my friend's Ufruf, Shachar Amar. This goes back probably, it's going to be 16 years, Bezes Hashem, in a couple of months, from Rabbi Yaakov Gibber. I mean, whoever knows Rabbi Yaakov Gibber, he's a Rav now in Florida. And he said over my friend's Ofruf, he says, what's Pshat Kicha Kicha Mistei Ephron? He says, in this week's Sedron, Avram purchases Marzach Pela from Ephron. Both Avraham and Ephron felt like they're getting the greatest deal in the world. The Imamish felt like they're getting the greatest deal in the world. Avram's purchasing Chevron. Chevron Ir HaAvos. Chevron, the second holiest city in the universe. It's priceless! It's worth all the money in the world! I'm getting the greatest deal in the world. And Ephron? Ephron's getting paid Arba Me'a Shekel over Kesef Shav over La Soicher. He's getting tremendous value for a little piece of land, some caves. He thinks Amam is ripping off Avram. So Ephron thinks he's ripping off Avram. Avram thinks he's ripping off Ephron. So too is the Musar and the Chizik should be in our marriages. That when a Chasen and a Kala stand underneath the Chuppah, less than a week, your brother, alone, and George, they're going to be standing underneath the Chuppah. They should both feel like they're mamish getting the greatest deal in the world. A chaz and a kalish feel like they're getting the greatest deal in the world the way that Avram and Ephraim both did. That's one idea we could learn from Kicha Kicha Mista Ephraim. I thought we could also learn two other ideas. The second idea I think you could learn from Kicha Kicha Mista Ephraim is that just like when dealing with death, as Avram was dealing, when dealing with the Petiro, dealing with losing a loved one, the only way to deal with that is with tremendous amunah. With tremendous amunah b'Hashem. And can say, Baruch Dayan Emes. I believe and I understand this Dayan Emes, this rhyme, this reason. You believe in a Gan Eden, and you believe in way more than this world that we live in. A lot of amunah. And when you have all that amunah, yes, you might still be sad because you missed the person, and that's normal, and that's okay. But ultimately, I'm okay. I'm not destroyed. I'm not frozen. I'm not going to be down and out and depressed because I have amunah in Hashem, I have amunah in this grand plan, and amunah in this world. With tremendous amunah, I can say Baruch Dayan Emes. Without amunah, I don't know how anyone deals with death. I don't know how you live another day when someone very, very close to you is taken. I don't know how you could move on without amunah. With amunah, I could live a full, beautiful life. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe in Kicha Kicha Mista Ephraim, is telling us, in marriage, there are going to be ups and downs. In marriages, there are going to be trials and tribulations and difficulties to get through, and therefore you need a lot of amunah in marriage. The same way you need amunah when you lose the loved one, you need amunah in marriage. As we know, that's the Ish and Isha and the Ka, the Rabbanu Shalom amongst us. You need the Rabbanu Shalom in your marriage. Maybe a second idea from Kicha Kicha Mista Ephraim. But I want to focus on the third. The third idea is an idea I believe that we learned from Kicha Kicha Mista Ephraim as follows. That when Avram Avinu was purchasing Marzah Machpelah, he was involved in what we refer to as Chesed Shel Emes. The highest level of Chesed. Purchase of Marzah Machpelah is Chesed Shel Emes. What does Chesed Shel Emes mean? It means I'm doing Chesed, I'm caring for someone, I'm being empathetic, and giving with no ulterior motives. I'm not looking to get back in return, I'm not looking for honor, I'm not looking for my name on a building, I'm not looking for the person to think highly of me. When you deal with a loved one who passes away, that person's no longer in this world, that person no longer can do you a favor back, that person can no longer do anything for you. And when you're taking care of that loved one, it's Chesed Shel Emes. The purchase of Marzah Machpelah is Chesed Shel Emes. And the Rabbanu Shalom is telling us, so too, as the foundation of a marriage needs to be Chesed Shel Emes. The whole marriage is about Chesed. The whole marriage is about giving, caring, being empathetic, caring about the other. A marriage is not giving and taking, it's giving and giving. I'm giving 100% and my spouse is giving 100% to each other. By default, I'm taking. But that's not my agenda. That's not what it's about. That's Kicha Kicha Mista Ephraim. That's Chesed Shel Emes. You open up this week's parasha, and therefore it's so clear why all that Eliezer looks for is Chesed. He's not analyzing and not thinking about if Rivka is a big mamin, and Rivka has big Yerushalayim, and Rivka is davening with a tremendous amount of kavanah. All that matters is she's a balas chesed. And that too is teaching us what to look for in a spouse, chevra. When looking, when dating, b'shatayva, when we're looking for a spouse, it's chesed. It's someone that only wants to give and give and give. That's the most important quality. And that's what we have to be looking for. So you're thinking now, okay, these are all beautiful ideas, but what, this is supposed to be Monday Musar. Where's the Musar? This is just, you know, some nice ideas in marriage and what to look for in a wife. Do you really think for a moment that you deserve a big Baal Chesed if you're not a big Baal Chesed? Maybe the biggest hachana for marriage is not about who to look for in a marriage and learn about how to find a beautiful, amazing wife and what qualities to look for in my wife, but maybe to perfect myself. Who am I as a Baal Chesed? Because the same way that we're supposed to be looking for a spouse who's a Baal Chesed, that spouse, that woman is looking for a Baal who's a Baal Chesed. And we have to ask ourselves, who am I as a Baal Chesed? Am I a caring, giving, empathetic individual? Am I working on myself? Am I becoming more sensitive, more caring about others? And not just in a reactive way. You know, the pasuk says, Vayoyimer Hashem Elokim lo toiv heyos adam levado asalo ezer kenegdo. I'll make for ezer kenegdo. I'll make a spouse who's an ezer, who's a helper. D'bnei Sosler discusses the difference between Azara, helping, and Yeshua, bringing a salvation. Sometimes Hashem could be ezer, and sometimes He could be bring a Yeshua to us. And he explains that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a Yeshua comes as a reaction. We do something that deserves it. We do something that asks for it. And it's a reaction to something, as opposed to an Azara is proactive help, even without being asked for it, without deserving it. If our spouse is Ezer Kenegdo, it means the relationship is not just chesed, it's chesed shel emes. It's proactively looking to help, to be there, to do for each other. But if I want such a spouse who's going to be an Ezer Kenegdo, if I want such a spouse who's such a Baal Chesed, I have to deserve that on my own. I have to be a Baal Chesed. I have to be a giving, empathetic, caring individual. And we have to look in our lives. Are we, we're nice guys, Baruch Hashem. But we are reactive nice guys or proactive nice guys? Are we, as I saw in the Nesiv Shalom brings down, he brings it down, I believe if I'm not mistaken, it was years ago I saw on this week's Parashat, Parashat Chayesara, I think he said it in the name of the Bermayim Chaim, if I'm not mistaken. But he says that too, the similar to the Bnei Yisrael, he just says it between the difference between being a Baal Chesed and a Baal Rachamim. A Baal Rachamim, I have mercy when something's called upon. I'm reacting to a situation. Someone asks me for a favor, I'm going to run and do it. I'm a Baal Rachamim. Baal Chesed means I'm proactively looking to do good. I'm looking to help other people. Am I a Baal Chesed or am I a Baal Rachamim? And I'll tell you something. Open up, I'm going to be honest for a moment. You know, I have the Schus Baruch Shem to know many, many, many Talmidim. And it used to be that I taught, now not so much anymore because I don't have the schus. It was a schus, it was very special, I just didn't have the time. But I used to teach in SKA, and so I got to know many young women. For years already I don't teach there, mom, just because I didn't have the time anymore. And I've definitely dabbled in Shidduchim, I tried to deal in Shidduchim on some level, but not as much as I really want to, and not as much as I probably should. Why not? And I'll tell you why not. I'll be honest with the chevra here right now. There are a lot of reasons. To emesis, there are a lot of reasons, well, not as much as I like to. But one of the reasons is that when I look at Shidduchim, I could only set up when I really, this is just a personal thing, maybe because sometimes I'm a perfectionist like this, but a couple that I really believe is going to be an amazing couple, really believe is going to be an amazing shidduch, really believe in the couple, and it's only if I see both individuals are such giving, caring, Balei Chesed. But unfortunately, as much as I love all my Talmidim, I don't see it enough in Talmidim who are mamish, such giving, caring, proactively looking to do for others constantly in all that they do, in the way that I'd like to be seeing. Maybe it's a pagam in the chinuch, maybe it's a pagam in us, maybe, I don't know where the pagam exactly is, but it's an area that we need to improve upon, and we need to work on, and every individual, about giving and caring and being there for others proactively. Not waiting to ask. Someone asked me a favor, of course I run to do it. That's how I'll ultimately be a great husband, that's how I'll ultimately be a great father. And that's how our spouse will be an amazing wife, an amazing mother. It comes to that and that alone. Obviously, our ashkafas have to fit as well on some level. But usually that, if it's close enough, we could work with. Much more so than two people who are tremendously giving, caring individuals. Balei chesed. Both the chasen and the kala. And that's kicha kicha mistei afron. That's why it's learnt, perhaps. That's why it's learned, perhaps, from the purchase of Mezach Pelu, which is Chesed Shel Emes, because that's the foundation, Yesod Shebisodos. And that's, of course, what Eliezer, who, by the way, in his name is Ezer, Oizer, he understands that what it is to be an Ezer is looking for in a wife for Yitzchak as well. He's looking for someone who's proactively giving to him, which is the only Nisayon, the only test he has. It's someone who's proactively giving. And there's something each and every one of us has to work on within our lives. Are we doing this enough? Are we that type of person? Are we caring, empathetic? Are we looking to help? We go into situations. We go to people's houses. We go for a meal to someone's house. Are we looking to clear up the table? Are we looking, little things, looking to help to bring something out? Are we asking, are we showing tremendous hakaras hatov afterwards? Whatever the situation might be. Not just the big chasadim, the little chasadim, the little everyday life of how we treat people and what do we do for people. Because forget about what we're looking for. Who are we? Some people think, I deserve the greatest kal in the world. I'm looking for the most beautiful woman, b'pnimius u'b'chitzoinius, and tremendous baal zmidos, and mamish from a beautiful family. Who am I? Who am I that I deserve that? What am I doing with myself? Where's my chesed? Where's my giving? Where's my caring? Where's my... Oh, that's only for a woman. A woman's baal chesed. We have Torah, and we have tefillah, and the woman has chesed. Sheker should be sheker. Sheker be sheker. In fact, I think I've always understood, maybe, obviously, it's a b'derech drush a little bit, but we open up this mesecht, and the first two words are Aisha Niknes. Aisha Niknes. A woman is acquired. Just to translate the easiest translation that's generally used, a woman's acquired. And obviously, it's hard to understand what that means. On the surface, it sounds like you're acquiring the woman the same way you acquire some other object. It obviously doesn't mean you could do with her whatever you want the way you would when you acquire an object. It doesn't mean she's your shifcha, that she's just your maidservant to work for you. Obviously, as pointed out, as the Zechroinim say in the first Rashi in the whole Masechta, that's why Rashi's saying what he says, and that's not l'shivcha. So why? What is this language of Isha Niknes? Why use, if it's not meant in our general terms of kinyonim, it's not meant like that. So why use it? So we all know the Gemara. That's the opening question of the Masechta. Why use it? And the Gemara explains to teach us Kedusha Kesef, as we all know. But Bederech Drush, maybe on a different level. B'derech drush, b'machshava. I thought always as follows. The person goes, and he spends a lot of time earning money, he's working very hard, a lot of amelos, and he's saving up for a long time, to purchase something very, very chashev. Chveisnish, whatever does it for you. Some guy with a gorgeous new car, if he's into that. A woman spending a lot of time saving money and working hard to purchase a beautiful piece of jewelry. Whatever the kinyan is, but a very chashev kinyan. Takes a lot of time, a lot of energy, a lot of amelus. And you finally zoich it to be koine that item. When you're koine that item, you mamish protect it with your life. You take care of it with your life. You're going to be cleaning it, and you're going to, when you're not using it, locking it up, and you're going to be mamish watching over it and protecting it in the Shemira. Aisha Niknes, you know why? Aisha Niknes, you know what's such a lasha maybe? Because you're acquiring a woman to take care of her, to watch over her, to protect her, to give to her with your heart and soul, with everything that you have. So you think you're going to be able to do that overnight if you don't prepare now? If you don't learn what it means and don't teach yourself and make sure that you're exercising what it means to be a Baal Chesed, what it means to be a caring, empathetic, sympathetic individual. And not just, again, in the big, big times, in the small things of life, in helping Erev Shabbos Kodesh, you come home. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, you're home in the afternoon, perhaps. Do you ask your mother, what could I do to help in the home? What could I get ready and prepare for Shabbos? What errands could I do? Or do you wait when your mother has to ask you to go do this? And the rest of the time, I think, oh, it's a time for me to play ball or to do some work or whatever it might be. After a meal, every Shabbos meal, am I the one helping clear up the table? Am I the one helping out? Am I a Baal Chesed? Am I caring just in the small things of life? That's how I prepare for marriage. That's how I prepare to ultimately, that's when I'll be zoiche to a kala noya. A kala that's male, chein, v'chesed, and to live a life of simcha and brach every moment. So each and every one of us, in the schus of the learning of Kedushin, in the schus of this week's Sedra, b'zoichet understand what the yisoid and the depth and the foundation of every marriage is, and start preparing for now in the way that we treat each other, b'zoichet to a world of simcha and bracha.